You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to Germany. Welcome to the Benched with Benetta podcast. Joining me now, my good bud, the Wolf of Germany.
Hey.
Colin Wolf.
What is up? This is so fun.
Okay, so we're in Germany. We are here. We have arrived. You've never been or you have been here before?
No, I've never been to Germany. I was so excited to come here because this has been one of the places that I've always wanted to visit. And I've been lucky enough to travel quite a bit, especially through Europe. But Germany, it's always evaded me. And so finally I'm here. I'm so pumped.
The last time I was in Germany, I went to Berlin and it was to cover like Champions League a bunch of years ago. And people keep on saying, before I got to Munich, people were like, Berlin's a lot different. Like just
really?
Prepare yourself. Like Munich's super chill. It's like beautiful here. I got my phone stolen on day one in London. So I was like coming in like, you know, fists in the air, like ready to fight. It seems like super safe and super quiet. When I was in Berlin, I got there for Champions League. And I remember at the end of night one, my whole team ended up in the hull of a ship at a rave. And we were like,
what?
We don't even know how we got here. It was like a Heineken party for work. But it was just like there was this DJ under the water in this like ship.
Hold on.
And it was just like, and I was like, I think I want to go home.
This is exactly how I picture Berlin though. Just
totally.
Like Berlin beats and raves everywhere.
Just absolutely everywhere. A lot of like the flyers that you see in Vegas with like the lovely ladies on it. Lots of that going on. You know what I'm saying?
But Munich's not like that at all.
No, Munich's the exact opposite.
It's so clean
it's
here.
So clean.
And so I mean, the stores that we are by, it's like every single designer brand, I'm going to be bankrupt.
Devastating. I went to them. So the hotel that we're at is like right around the corner from this beautiful market. And a lot of these places take cash. And so I'm just like walking around with my credit card.
Like American dollars or euros?
Just euros.
Okay.
They want cash. They don't want like taxi drivers. Everybody just wants cash here. And I only have my credit card with me. So I walk up to this place and I was just like, can I use my card? And they're like, you have to spend, you know, 10, 15 euros for us to do it. But it was like an olive place.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
You want me to spend 10 euros on olives? Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
So I just spent like 5 minutes being like, and I'll have some of those and some of those and some of those. And it's been a great day. My question to you is, You know, you've covered international games in London, mm-hmm. and now we're here in Germany. If you could pick one place that we get to go to and have basically a pseudo vacation,
exactly,
and watch football, what would your choice be?
Oh my God. All right. So there's so many different places that my mind goes here because I've never been anywhere in South America. Like, I feel like Brazil would be cool. Even like somewhere in like Costa Rica would be cool, like Central America. But
we get a little beach, you know, downtime.
Right?
I see like, where you're going.
Costa Rica would be pretty dope. Maybe I'd do some surfing, even though I'm terrible at it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think that Australia would be really cool because I don't know if I'm going to get there. Otherwise, like, I feel like I need a little bit of a kick because it's just so far.
Australia, I just feel like would be so, like, I feel like the teams that had to go to Australia would throw the biggest temper tantrums.
It'd be an absolute nightmare logistically.
They'd have to take a bye. Right? That would have to be worked into the situation.
I was thinking about this. Uh-huh. And logistically, I think the way that you could do it is if you had two teams within this division and they play their division games back to back and they play them on a Thursday night, then they go right to Australia and then they have the bye after the game. So it would kind of suck to have back to back division games, but I think that way maybe.
So what, these teams are staying for then like 2 weeks instead of just one?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that. My choice would be Canada. And I know people are going to be like, Canada. But like, I feel like the NFL's huge in Canada. We do have CFL, which is why I think we've never had games up there or have not had games up there. And I don't even know if they've ever done that. But I think that would be fun. You can put them in cool places too. Like Toronto's an incredible city. Montreal, Vancouver.
I've never been to Canada.
That's disgusting.
I really want to go. Like I'm gonna go home with you at some point. Like so well, that's gotta happen.
You're small enough to fit in my suitcase.
It's true. What do Canadians call cigarettes again? Darts. I think it's so funny. I just want to go so I can hear people say it in the wild.
Oh yeah, hacking that dart. Fine. Okay, so the big news this week is Jeff Saturday was named head coach of the Colts. People have thoughts. As it stands right now, I think Jeff Saturday just had his press conference maybe on Wednesday. Colleen and I have not listened to this press conference, so I'm going to play it and we are going to react.
Everybody talks about I'm completely comfortable in who I am as a man, bro. I know I can lead men. I know the game of football and I'm passionate about it. I have no fear about, are you as qualified as somebody else? Bro, I spent 14 years in a locker room. I went to the playoffs 12 times. I got five dudes in the Hall of Fame that I play with. You don't think I've seen greatness? You don't think I've seen how people prepare, how they coach, how they GM, how they work? I mean, won Super Bowls, been to two. Like, here's the deal, man. None of us are promised a good job. I may be terrible at this. And after 8 games, I'll say, God bless you. I am no good. I may be really good at it. I got no idea. But I dang sure ain't going to back down. I can tell you that.
Ay, 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 mamma mia. We all knew it was going to be good, but that was juicy. Thoughts?
Okay. So many. Yeah. I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Just coming out of the gate with him saying, I'm comfortable with who I am, bro.
Bro. Like, and he dropped a dude and a man.
I mean, that's how I talk. And I have no business being a head coach. Like, this is, what an odd decision. And I can't imagine what the members of that coaching staff are feeling like, what the members of that team are feeling like. He was just coaching a high school team that, by the way, went something like 3-7, so it wasn't even a good high school team that he was coaching.
I can't imagine, like, the guys in the locker room looking around at their assistant coaches, their coordinators, and being like, why is this guy getting a shot and, like, our guys who actually are here with us on a daily basis are not?
Mm-hmm.
That just seems wild to me. And then the fact that he's just, like, so flippant. Like, I could suck at this job. And if that's the case, in 8 months, adios. I'm out. Like, it just seems...
It's so bad.
God, I'd be so nervous if I were, like, in that locker room and hearing that be the press conference.
Well, if I was in that locker room, I'd be like, they clearly just don't care at this point. And if they don't care, then why should I care? It's like, just, it would just be a throw your hands up situation. Like, what
are
they doing?
I really just cannot believe the come down of the Colts. Like, last year, we were like, Jonathan Taylor, this team is so fun. Yes, they had Carson Wentz, but they were still a very fun team to watch in season. And then they completely fell apart at the end of the season, missed out on playoffs because they lost to the Jags.
Right.
And then it's just been like, yuck.
This team was one of those teams teams that it was, they were definitely going to the playoffs last year. And I remember having multiple conversations with people being like, you don't want to be playing the Colts. That's one team you don't want to catch right now in the playoffs. Yeah. And then, yeah, they didn't make it. But I completely drank all of the Kool-Aid when I went to training camp with the Colts this year. Ooh. I was there. I felt like I made them my, I think I even had them winning the division. I was preaching to everyone how great they were going to be, mm-hmm. because to me, it felt like they had all of the pieces in place besides the quarterback. And once they got that figured out, I thought Matt Ryan, hey, playing in behind what is probably, should have been the best offensive line of his life, the best running game of his mm-hmm, life. Mm-hmm.
This
nothing
was like
worked.
His, like, you know, a couple more years, you're going out with, like, a little last pizzazz.
Yeah.
But it just didn't.
And every, like, it was
and I like Frank Ryan.
I love him. He's one of my favorites in the entire league. So I hate how they did that to him. They fired the play caller and then they fired him. And then they bring in Jeff Saturday. That team is completely in tatters.
It doesn't even sound like he has a real name, people. Jeff Saturday is a fake name.
It's really awful.
I have never been more excited to watch a Colts game, though. And we're going to get into it because Jeff Saturday was just tweeting about the team that he is about to play. And if you haven't seen it, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't wait because I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, I didn't even look.
Perfect.
I like to hear everything live.
Beautiful. Okay, well, we are in Germany. Let's talk about this game. We're in Germany for Seahawks-Bucks. Let's break these two teams down right now. Seahawks are so fun. I am buying in. I am literally going to be purchasing a Geno Smith jersey at this Munich game.
I am doing it.
I'm all the way in.
I'm
so out on the Seahawks. I believed that Russ was the one cooking, but Pete Carroll just like seemed to have a plan and it really worked out with Geno. I was watching this interview with him from last year when Russ went down and Geno went in.
Thursday Night Football. I was at that game.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh man, I was feeling pretty nervous. Like, I was just really worried about Russ, but Geno seemed to, you know, get in there and do the thing. And now look where we are. Like, the Seahawks are fun.
I was one of those people in the offseason that was high on the Colts and so low on the Seahawks. So I'm really eating so much crow right now. I thought that this plan that the Seahawks had was absolutely insane. And I kept laughing about it. Like, totally. How do they think this is going to work? What are they going to do? They're getting rid of all of these guys. I don't know what Pete Carroll is thinking. Like, maybe
Geno Smith and Drew Lock.
Yeah. And then even the fact that they had a quarterback competition.
Yeah.
And during training camp, and Geno Smith was like, I can't believe we're having a quarterback competition.
Did you go to their training camp?
No, that was one of the ones I did not go to. I've actually never been to their training camp before. And, you know, I go on training camp tours
literally
every year and it's like they just
drop
you
in.
Every
color of the NFL polo.
It's a rainbow of polos that I have with me. But to watch what they've been able to do, and then even the defense.
The defense was like,
they weren't good at the beginning of the year. And then all of a sudden, everything started to click. Yeah. And it's kind of amazing because their draft class has been insanely good. Mm-hmm. And the draft has been the total issue for this team over the past few years. And they finally hit. And they finally hit on so many players.
Yeah.
Tyreek Woolen is so good. They have Kobe Bryant, who it's throwing me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Spelled with a C, C-O-B-Y,
yeah.
I think is it's spelled. But they have so, I think I remember 16 forced fumbles they have since the beginning of the season. Like, they're getting takeaway after takeaway. They're getting pressure on the quarterback. They look so good. And the fact that they're so young,
mm-hmm.
with Geno playing the way that he's playing, like, they're scoring so many points. I think they've scored, like, at least 27 points. I got to look at the schedule over like the last four games or something like that. Maybe like three games. This team, and they're not giving away the ball either.
So, I mean, Geno has been great. And like, I love this like resurgence in his career. Like,
yeah,
they all wrote me off, but I hadn't. I haven't written back yet. Whatever. I always mess it up. I'm not cool enough. But, you know, they're fine with Geno now. And then imagine if Pete drafts like a really nice young quarterback or figures out something in that space. Like, then the next 2 years are going to be so fun for Seattle Bears.
Well, yeah. And I didn't even mention Kenneth Walker, the running back,
yeah.
who has been out of his mind. I know, the third. I gotta get the third in there. But he's been insanely good. So
I know Nick Sirianni is like pretty much a shoe-in for Coach of the Year, but
I don't know.
I think our guy Petey Boy is getting up there.
Pete Carroll's getting a lot of buzz right now.
He's 71, guys. He's 71. It's insane.
And he doesn't look it at all.
Also, did you hear about the Pete in the rest drama that happened?
What?
So Pete was just like, well, Gino uses like his armband.
Oh, I know. And Russ never did.
It's really nice to have like, you know, organization and be on the same page. And then somebody asked Russ about it at a press conference. And Russ was just like, well, I seemed to win quite a few games over there when I was playing in Seattle and I didn't have a wristband. So, I mean.
I love it.
Spicy.
Give me more.
Okay, let's talk about the other side. The Bucks, Tom Brady, they beat the Rams last weekend, yep. And he came into his press conference and he was just like, that was bleeping awesome. Like, he just seems to, I really wanted this for him.
Yeah.
He's been going through it. He passed 100,000 passing yards, which is absolutely insane. I think that there's like two other records that he can break in Munich. The Bucks have had a really rough season. They're 4-5, I believe. What do you think about this team? Can they come back from seemingly the dead?
It's kind of crazy that the Bucks have a losing record and they're still in first place in their division.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's such a weird season for football in general with all these teams.
I love it. I do too.
It's great. It's like we're in the NFL upside down right now. Yeah. And even the fact that we're feeling bad for Tom Brady, like what is that? Who are we? I got so much crap for that after the Bucks Thursday night game when they lost. And after the press conference, like someone asked Tom Brady what was going wrong with the offense. And then he just started spiraling in the question. And he just started like naming one thing after another, after another, after another, after another.
Okay,
and we came out and I was like, oh my God, like, is he okay? No, he's got a lot going on, like in his personal life. His professional life is sort of falling apart with the way that they've been playing. So yeah, it's very strange. But I would say too, everyone I think is looking at that final drive that the Bucks used to beat the Rams. Uh-huh. And they're like, you know what? That's it. That's the spark. They're going to put it back together. And that's the turning point of the season. It's so true. And that's why I'm excited to watch this game, because maybe it is. But I kind of believe it's not. Like, they were not playing well before that final drive. I think they scored 6 points on their first 10 offensive drives. Yeah. And then they ended up scoring 10 points on their last 3 drives. Uh-huh. So he was, like, averaging 4.3 yards per attempt. He just wasn't getting anything going at all. So I have a lot of questions about this entire team. Even like the run defense is not that great. And then you have Kenneth Walker who's coming in, who's been so hot.
But I do feel like this is like the magic of Tom Brady. He's going to show up in Munich. We're being told, this is what we're being told, that Germany comes out for football. Michael Irvin was at the Munich game with us, the Bayern Munich game the other day, and people were losing their minds.
Wait, did you see because my husband actually watched the full game later in the States, and he was like, they put Irv on halftime of the broadcast, hyping up the crowd, and they were like, just look at how much energy this guy has.
Okay, Irv, we love him, obviously. He is a huge star. Tom Brady walks into this place.
Oh.
3 million people requested tickets. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Kenneth Walker III. I don't think the 3 million people were requesting tickets to see you. They were requesting tickets to see Tom Mother Flippin' Brady.
Yeah.
Okay? And I feel like that's the magic of Tom. He's going to come in there and put on a show. And hopefully somebody's on the other end to receive that magic.
I mean, I saw that Scotty Miller has been a little spicy lately, so that's good for him. But dudes like Cade Otten, I mean, he's getting it done. The Germans, they love Tommy.
The Germans love Tommy. okay, so quick game picks. Bucks are favored by 3. I'm going to go Seahawks just because. I'm going to go Seahawks in like a very close win.
Yeah.
Just because they're just having so much fun right now.
I can't believe the Bucks are favored by 3.
It's kind of, I think it's the Tom Brady effect.
What the
hell? I think it's just the Tom Brady effect.
I'm going to go Seahawks by 3. I think it's going to, it'll be close, but the Seahawks are going to win.
Well, I can't wait for the game. It is going to be very fun. You are doing the pregame. I'm going to be on the pregame first thing Sunday morning, so make sure you are waking your butt up. Coming up after the break, we are going to talk about the best thing and the worst thing that we saw all week. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
He's the best.
Okay, we are back. Best thing I saw this week. I cannot believe this escaped you somehow.
Okay.
Jeff Saturday posted, I don't know when the date was, he posted, the Raiders are so bad right now. Guess who his first team he is playing as an NFL coach? The Raiders.
Oh, you know what? Like, the NFL is the best reality show on television. Like, it does not get better than this. You can't script it. It's so good. I didn't realize that.
October 30th, 2022, he says, Raiders look horrible.
Well, now they're coming for you, Jeff.
Now they've got some material to work for. This is going to be so good. I cannot wait for that game. Worst thing I saw was probably Jim Irsay's presser about hiring. I pulled a couple of quotes. Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
he said, we don't build rockets to go to Mars. We're not nuclear scientists. Okay. No one said you were. I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage, but I do know how to build a football team.
No, he did not say that.
He says, look, we're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. That means in the upper quartile of winners, we are in the top quartile of the upper quartile. I don't even know what a quartile is.
I don't think it's a word. Maybe it is.
I don't know. And is maybe he Southern? Like, does he have an accent?
He's got a little bit of a twang. He's got a lot going on.
Fourth winning his franchise in the league since 2000. That means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of the upper quartile.
I think you need to do a deep dive on Irsay if you haven't already. You'll learn a lot.
And by worst thing I saw, just like, you know, most entertaining.
I have ones too.
Oh, please. Yes. Okay.
Best thing I saw this week. There is this fried dough that they have in Germany, and it's like basically it's at a bakery that's right around the corner from our hotel. No, it's not. But it actually, I don't even know how to pronounce it in German, but it means naked. And it's this dough that you can watch them fry it up, and then you get it fresh out of the oil, and then they put sugar on it. And it is so good. Warm fried dough with sugar on it. I have to go get one as soon as I can. Oh, another one. I want to bring some home, but they won't be as good. I don't know how I can recreate it, but
naked
you need
is
it.
Not what I want to be after eating that. That sounds pretty.
Willie McGinnis, I think, had two yesterday.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
Put it back.
I know. And then the worst thing I saw, the Phillies losing. The Phillies losing the World Series, yeah. And then the Union losing as well on the same day as I was on my way to Munich. Yes. So, yeah.
I think another worst thing that I saw was that Colleen somehow got swindled into paying $400 for a bottle of cologne.
No,
perfume.
Listen,
there is a really fancy perfume place that is close to our hotel. And she got called in. They don't even really let you smell them, right? Because they're so expensive.
Yeah, he was like giving me all these samples and I think I got high off the samples.
And you didn't know the conversion rate?
I just like, you're somewhat, like, so two of the producers from work came in as I was like sitting there and I got distracted and all of a sudden one thing led to another and he had ran my card and I didn't realize it and I wasn't trying to like be a dumb American. So I was like, no problem. Go, that's great. It. Thank you. Yeah. And then I found out that it was like $375. This bottle better last me forever.
Forever. It does smell good.
So well, I kind of doused myself in it by accident.
And and then we got stuck in traffic, people. And I was in the car with Colleen for an hour. And I was
and the windows didn't go down in the van. And I just kept apologizing to everybody over
and
over.
Just showed up to the Bayern Munich game stony baloney off of Colleen's review. Okay, that is it. That is it for the show. Make sure you are watching the Munich game and also this Colts Raiders game for just pure chaos. That is it. That is all. We are going to be back next week on Friday because we deserve a day off.
Oh my God, 1,000%. I got a day off next week too. It's great.
Leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all of those things so you can see the clips and the tweets and all the things that we are talking about. We'll see you next week. Bye. Love you, Colleen.
Later.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.